thought of spiders makes your skin crawl, and the idea of going anywhere near one sends you running, then you might be in need of a phobia cure. NLP Master Practitioner Vicky Ross has cured hundreds of people of their fear of arachnids.
We do what we call the quick phobia cure. What we know about is the way that we process information and how we process behavior. All right. So when we do a quick phobia cure, we unscramble it and we unprogram the way that the brain has programmed that information so that it can't process it in the same way anymore. And it's done really quick because we scramble it. Everything we learn in how we do things is done very fast. The brain doesn't learn anything slowly. So by undoing it fast, it just breaks the whole program and it can't be accessed again.
So it's in a sense like breaking the conditioning of your reaction to that spider, for example.
It's the conditioning, it's the response, it's the anchors, it's the way that the person has actually formulated that type of behavior, because it's done very uniquely by them, but the basics is all the same. So all we do is we just scramble the way that it's actually processed.
Does that mean that if there are different things about a spider that actually upset you, so for example, it may be that if it's sitting still, it's fine, but if it's running around, it's not, that you actually have to unscramble the running around bit, since that's the bit that's the problem?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I will do when I start working with a person is to elicit exactly how that phobia works for them. It's the same thing as if you see people that are scared of flying. You know, some people can't get into the aeroplane. Some people can get into the aeroplane, but then have a problem for takeoff. Some people are fine for takeoff, but they don't like being in the air. So we do elicit from the client exactly what is it that makes that phobia work.
So if you're eliciting it from me, does that just mean ask me what it is and I say, oh yeah, I don't like it when they run around and that's it? Or is there a bit more to it?
Well, there's more to it because there's lots of factors that happen. When we actually access memory, we do it in pictures, we do it in sounds, there's motion. So what I ask for is, how do they do that? Is it a black and white picture? Is it a moving picture? Is it in color? Is it big panoramic? Is it a tiny little picture? Is it clear? Is it loud? So we're looking at it as if they are the directors of a movie and I'm just, you know, asking them, how is it that this movie works?
So once you've got that information, then what do you do?
Then I start to scramble it.
And how do you do that?
Well, we play it in reverse. So it's no different to watching how the movie starts, where it starts, we stop it where it ends, and then we turn it and we play it backwards. So it's a bit like an old-fashioned movie going all in reverse and the sound effects. And then, of course, we scramble the sound effects. We add some of the sound effects ourselves, so I bring some really funny circus music, Benny Hill kind of music. So when I ask them to replay it in their minds, I add that music on, and suddenly it's like, oh, hold on, this is not quite how it worked before. So the brain goes, and it just pops.
And really, truly, how quick is that?
It can be as quick as 5 minutes. It can go up to 30 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on is the secondary gain, other reasons. Some people, when you start to work with them, I had a lady that had agoraphobia, and initially everything looked quite simple and plain, but in fact it was her control of having control over her husband, and she didn't want to let that go. So she didn't really want to be cured of that phobia. So although we were doing all the stuff on the surface, when I was seeing that she wasn't participating with me and I started to ask some more questions, I realized that there was just too much gain to having the phobia, so therefore she wouldn't have let it go. But if it's very straightforward and simple, it's quick.
And what is it you say that's actually going on in the mind? So once you've scrambled it, how will my mind be different after that?
Well, it won't be able to access it. When we have behavior, any kind of behavior, it doesn't matter whether it's a phobia or something that we do really, really well, there's three things that have to happen, and they happen simultaneously. We have what we call an internal representation. It's like a memory, how we think about things in our heads. We have a physical manifestation. In other words, the body has to do something. So typically speaking, if we're feeling happy, you know, heads is up, smiling, eyes are sparkly, whereas if you're feeling depressed, it's something totally different. And there's a lot of internal dialogue. We speak to ourselves, and that is the way that we know what to do. So it's not like you're going crazy, it's just the way that we take guidance. So we look at those three things, those three elements, and we just change them. Because the minute you change one, the whole behavior collapses. Now, the idea is not just to collapse it, but to collapse also the anchor so that it can't be re-accessed again in the future. It's just a program. People are not born with the ability to be phobic. When you see babies, they haven't got the ability to feel bad about themselves. They don't have the ability to be angry. They don't have the ability to feel phobic. They don't know what that is. We learn those conditions. We learn that programming. And the good thing is that if you've learned to do something, you can also learn to undo it. The biggest thing is that people don't know how.
And do you actually have to have the spider or whatever there in front of you in order to be able to do that?
It's nice to be able to test the work afterwards, but it's not necessary because people's imagination is greater than anything. So people can imagine something, can think about something and feel the fear. They can feel happiness. They can feel sadness without something being there. So in much the same way, we can also do the phobias.
That's Vicky Ross.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.